Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Higgins motions to the left. Mills with Woody Marks to his right in the gun. Second and goal at the 8. Here's the snap from Andrews. Davis looking. Davis passing to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Houston!
It's going to be interference.
And there's a flag down.
Offensive interference here.
Higgins with the catch. Is it going to be against the Texans?
Come on, guys.
5 seconds to go.
Pick the flag up. Pick it up.
There's a conference with the men in stripes at the 6-yard line.
Pass interference. Defense number 39. That penalty for time. Touchdown, Houston.
Higgins with the catch and score, and the Texans are back in front of Buffalo with 5 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Texans would go on to win the game 23-19. Thank you to Texans Radio for that highlight. And it was a defensive domination of the Buffalo Bills. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, and Pearl. This is tough for me, right? Because I'm in a terrible mood.
Yeah, of course.
My Bills lost last night. this is not the year. All my hopes and dreams are suddenly leaking out of the season. The Patriots are good again. This is my worst nightmare yet. I'm so excited because we have very fun guests in studio, so I'm going to try to pick my mood up a little bit. You know them as the Costco guys, Big Boom AJ and Big Justice, nearly 3 million TikTok followers. We love you guys, and you, Big Boom, well, hello, hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? We're here to bring the boom!
I love it. We've been waiting for this our whole lives.
And
there's
so
already
much.
A smile on my face.
You have to understand, she's a hardcore Bills fan. You guys have to. This is a hard assignment.
Like they're a tough team to figure out this year, right?
Yeah.
I don't count them out yet.
I don't either. But she counted them out before this. She told me they were going to lose to the Texans. I'm like, they're not losing to Texas. Texans don't have a quarterback. And then they lost.
I mean, they're a really tough team to figure out. We'll have to see what happens. Still a lot of football left.
Yeah, I know, and that feels like a threat. But here's the thing. So Big Boom AJ and Big Justice are here. So Big Boom AJ, you are a former professional wrestler, and you are going to be stepping back into the ring this weekend. AEW Full Gear. It's a pay-per-view event, November 22nd at the Prudential Center. You and QT Marshall are going to be taking on members of the Don Callis family. That's Trent Beretta, Rocky Romero. I think I've got this all right. So excited.
Well, so
for
actually,
you guys.
This is our 1-year anniversary with AEW.
Oh,
so
me.
I was a professional wrestler about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I had about a 10-year run, stepped away for a while. Mm-hmm. And then last year at Full Gear, AEW Full Gear, I stepped back into the ring. So this will be my 4th match back with AEW. Big Justice has been there the whole time.
Yeah.
And we can't wait. Couldn't be more excited. So yeah, tomorrow night is Full Gear at the Prudential Center. Tickets are still left at AEWtix.com. And of course, everyone could catch it on TNT Network. And then also streaming on HBO Max and pay-per-view.
Now, Big Justice, are you going to stand by the ring? Is there any chance you grab a chair and hit somebody? Or what's the story?
I don't know about a chair, but there's no doubt I'm going to be cheering on my dad.
Okay.
I sense something here. Now,
greater motivation than having your son in your corner.
This is amazing. And also really cool that you guys do all this fun TikTok content together and you get to spend all this time together. It's fantastic. I've got a couple questions. So first, we've got a million Costco questions because everyone in the world loves Costco. But first, I've got to know the independent wrestling circuit in New Jersey, which you did for 10 years, you said?
Yes.
I mean, what's like the weirdest crowd you ever wrestled against? Were you like at summer camps and what's that like?
Summer camps, garages, firehouses, you name it. But the real thing is, I mean, there is nothing like professional wrestling, Maggie, with connecting wrestlers to the audience. And I mean, I went to birthday parties, and just the one thing about professional wrestling, more so than anything, more so than football, baseball, basketball, the crowd really feels like they're part of the show. I mean, we like really become family. We like really connect. So, I mean, that's always been the greatest thing about pro wrestling to me.
And for Big Justice, were you watching your dad eat? Like, do you know about the tales from back then?
I know about the tales, but I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
is there any video? Do you have VHS tapes?
Well, that's how this all happened, because there's video out there. And so when everything happened with us on TikTok and we were getting all this attention and we were making people happy and meeting all new people, some of these videos popped up. And then the Clippers out there started throwing up clips of Big Boom AJ back in the day. And I was actually known as the American Power Child Eric Justice.
That's my name.
And that's where he gets his name, Eric Justice Bufumo. And then when those clips started getting out there, it was going wild. And they're like, AJ, when are you getting back in the ring? And next thing I know, AEW calls and they say, hey, we got this pay-per-view coming up in Chicago. Why don't you come out? Let's see how everyone reacts. And here we are.
I'm going to be honest. Like, it's not a stretch to think that you were a professional wrestler. Like, you still look yoked, all of that. I mean, it's got to be incredible. Are nerves now? Like, you've been doing this for a long time. Now you're getting in front of these huge crowds, not just Prudential Center. I mean, that's a big deal. But obviously, everyone watching around the world.
No, I don't let the nerves kick in. I think our minds are very, very powerful. Our minds are very, very powerful. And I really have a concept of if it doesn't make me happy, it's not productive, I don't have time for it. I don't have use for it. So I put nerves in that category.
Yeah.
So if you're ready to do something big, like we're ready to record, right, Big Justice, or we're ready to go out into the ring, I don't think the nerves are going to serve us well. So the nerves kick in. I'm like, no nerves today. Get out.
How about you, Big Justice? You must be nervous watching your dad. Also, I'm curious, your stadium experience, when you're at these things, how many people come up to you?
Oh, my gosh. It's a lot of fans, but I love when people come up because it's kind of like I get to make people happy.
Yeah.
And, like, if I didn't take a picture with them, I would feel so bad.
So everybody, you have to take every picture?
Of course, every picture. Wow. Everyone who asks for a picture gets a picture.
Wow, that's very gracious of you. We got Big Boom AJ. We got Big Justice here in studio. You may know them as the Costco guys. Everyone's freaking out that you're here today. They love it. What do you think it is about your videos? You guys go to Costco. You're, you know, sampling all the Costco food. You're seeing all the crazy things you can buy at Costco. Why do you think your videos connect?
Well, I think we do connect because I think there's the father-son relationship there. And I think on social media, it's all about relationships. So when they see the relationship that we have as a father and son, the relationship that we carry over with our audience, I think they really feel connected. And we make people happy. We spread positivity. Big Justice said a moment ago, when we're walking through an airport or when we come into the arena tomorrow night and people see us, it's great to see the faces light up. And, you know, I mean, to give that energy and excitement back, that's what we're all about.
You know, when the video came out, I actually, and this is a true story, I showed it to my kids. I have a 13-year-old and a 50-year-old. And I said, can we do a family video like that? They said, Dad, you can't dance and you can't sing. We're not getting on camera for you. I mean, yeah, was there, I give you credit because I can't keep up with my kids.
Yeah, we have a great time with it. And Big J, he's over
there. You can't
there.
Keep up.
Amazing. But, yeah.
Big Justice, you want to tell them what was happening on the ride home after we made the Costco guy video?
Oh, he was so mad because the audio was kind of like choppy. He said to me, like, dang it, this video is never going to work. It's choppy. This was such a good video. We had so much fun doing it, but now the audio messed up. It got 100 million views.
It was amazing.
No one noticed the bad audio.
No, we're living in a different time now. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just got to be authentic. Okay, so let's talk Costco a little because this is very relatable to everyone who's listening to us around the country. What's the weirdest thing you've ever bought at Costco or the most random thing?
Wow, weirdest and most random thing. So it's not really weird or random anymore, but the first time we saw a Wagyu steak in Costco.
Yeah.
The first time we were like, well, Costco's got Wagyu now. I thought like it was crazy to get Wagyu. Now Costco's got it right there.
It was kind of unique to see.
It was unique. Yeah, and it's really good.
It's like fancy, very high quality.
Yeah.
You can also buy like diamond earrings now at Costco.
You could buy, I think. Yeah, gold. What was the, we did a list once. What was the weirdest thing you could buy?
Well, a coffin.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, you can buy a coffin at Costco.
Good deal?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not ready to look into that yet. But,
the thing about that deal is you're never even going to know about
that's your last deal.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
The, the most expensive item ever purchased at Costco was a $600,000 diamond ring.
$600,000 ring?
Yeah, that's the most expensive item ever purchased through Costco.
Yeah,
it's probably the size of this room.
Yeah, the person checked out at $600,000, then they had paper towels and a case of club soda.
And a chicken bake.
Yeah. You know,
chunk chocolate cookie.
I'm going to talk tough here. Have you guys ever been to the Industry City, Brooklyn Costco?
We should get there, though.
It is daunting. I got to tell you, because the grocery stores are so expensive in Brooklyn that the second it opens, the whole parking lot fills immediately. Hundreds and hundreds of people get in. There's a line about a half a mile long to get in. And then everyone storms in, and there's carts everywhere, and it's like the Indy 500.
It's just bedlam in there.
Bedlam.
Yeah.
Because it is, I think it's, I read it's the most... most used Costco in the country.
Probably. Sounds like
it. And it's
yeah.
insane. And there's everybody in there. Do you guys ever get competitive at Costco, or do you have to be on your...
You got to go on a Wednesday.
You got to go on a Wednesday, right?
Wednesday at night. There's basically no one there. You got the whole Costco to yourself. Or I think they just added this with the executive membership. You get an hour before Costco opens to do your shopping. So you could go from 10 to 11, right, Dad?
Yeah.
You can go from 10 to 11.
I think it's 9 to 10, right?
Oh, 9
yeah,
to
something
10.
Like that, yeah. But yeah, you get that extra hour, so we could get in there and... do what we have to do. Have some peace and quiet in there, yeah.
Not get accosted before photos all the time.
So Andrew, I'm guessing the last thing that they want at Brooklyn is us showing up shouting boom in the middle of all that.
Oh, no, you have to. You just have to see
it. We got
to
do it.
See it on a Saturday morning.
You're going to have
morning.
To meet us there.
That'd be a good
yeah,
video.
I definitely will. I would love to. But generally... people run into each other with the carts too. Yeah. I don't know, like crazy. Like if you don't have your head on this wheel, yeah, I've seen fights.
Really?
I've seen arguments. Yes.
Just throw a pack of pop tarts at
Brooklyn.
Somebody. What do you do?
I mean, I know Jersey's tough.
They got the last roll of toilet paper. What happened?
Okay, so we have Big Boom AJ. We got Big Justice here. Father son duo. They do amazing stuff on TikTok and social media where they do these fun Costco videos. And Big Boom AJ is a professional wrestler. Was on the independent circuit forever and now amazing. You get the second sort of opportunity here with AEW. It's the pay-per-view event, Full Gear, tomorrow, Prudential Center. Tickets are still available and you can watch if you'd like to. So we're obviously a sports show. You know, if you could run into any famous athlete at a Costco, who do you want to?
I can answer this and... in 1 second.
Who is it?
Aaron Judge. I would want to meet Aaron. I would meet Aaron Judge anywhere. If he says, I'm going to be in Spain, I'm flying to Spain. He's my favorite player ever. I would love to meet Aaron
Judge. And you haven't met? Well, what famous athletes have you met?
I've met Brunson. Why did I say it like that? I met Brunson.
It's that Spanish. You know,
I met Gerrit Cole and Anthony Rizzo in Chicago.
Awesome.
At the Cubs game, that was cool. Who else?
We met Tua Tagovailoa Ryan concert.
Oh, yeah, Tua.
We met Gretzky down at the Panthers game.
Oh,
yeah.
Heavy hitters. Well, see, the thing about Aaron Judge is he should shop at Costco because that guy must eat so much.
Yeah,
he's a big guy.
You should go get the Wagyu steak. Yeah.
Maybe sit in one of those saunas you can buy at Costco, I think, for like $4,000. So the other part is AEW, famously owned by Tony Khan, who's going to be in here later today. Tony's been on the show.
What a guy.
Tony
Khan is.
Tony's
couldn't
fantastic.
Ask for a better guy.
He's my favorite.
Sports owner.
Yeah.
If you were going to get something for the Jacksonville Jaguars at Costco, like what do you do for
where
them?
Where are we going?
I mean, the Wagyu beef for sure.
We got to load them up with some Wagyu steak, right? We got to get them some potatoes, right?
They're in
Carve them up for
it's
some
a
energy.
Bit hot over there. Yeah. What if we got them some like pool noodles and we can have a big pool party?
Oh,
and, like,
I love it. Like, I love it.
Do they sell wide receivers you could actually catch at Costco?
Don't say
I would say that to Tony. I'll say that to you guys.
Man, BTJ, he's great.
He didn't say that with Tony
he's
in the room.
He's injured, but he's good.
No, I mean, they have had some drops this year, just to be fair.
I got to tell you something about Tony. I don't know how he does it. I mean,
we wanted the same thing.
AEW to England for the soccer team, back to Jacksonville for the Jaguars. I mean, he does not stop.
His energy is insane.
Off the charts.
I mean, you guys have big energy. I hate to say it. I think he has more.
I mean, you know, being second to Tony Khan is not such a bad thing.
You'll take it. Okay, so, you know, last one is we're kind of wrapping this up here, and we appreciate you guys coming in. We know you're going over WFAN in just a moment. But I mean, what does this mean to you to be getting back into the ring tomorrow night? Like, you know, I imagine that you really did. If you were doing the independent circuit in New Jersey, you know, AJ, you love this. Like, what does it mean to you to get in front of this huge crowd with your son?
I always knew in my heart I would be wrestling again. I've been asked so many times, 20 years later, did you ever think you were going to be in the ring again? And in my heart, I did. In my heart, I did, because I just love pro wrestling so much. Growing up here in the Northeast, I was always at matches at Madison Square Garden, the Meadowlands, even the Philadelphia Spectrum. I just loved Yeah, there, Andrew, the Philadelphia
guy. I was at the Spectrum every week with my Roddy Piper t-shirt for years.
Your Roddy Piper t-shirt.
Every month, yeah. Nobody knows the Spectrum. It's the old arena in Philly. Madison Square Garden and the Spectrum, back and forth every month. Amazing.
It was really cool to see the differences between every arena. That's the one thing I always loved, the different cultures between the different arenas.
Who was your guy growing up, like back in the day?
You know what? I would say, I mean, you know, you have to love Hulk. Hulk just changed the world.
Yeah.
Hulk just changed the world. And then I love the Road Warriors, too. I just love that, and I think a lot of what I do is modeled after the Road Warrior style, so I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, today on the AEW roster, so imagine this, Maggie, imagine this, Andrew. I was kind of out of wrestling for about 15, 20 years, right? And now we come back to AEW in Chicago, and I see Will Ospreay. And I mean, have you guys ever watched Will Ospreay wrestle?
He is crazy stuff.
It is just out of this world stuff he can do. I see Swerve Strickland with these kicks, and
Brian
I mean,
Danielson.
The business, of course, I mean... The business has just totally evolved when we got back there. And we're sitting in the front row and our jaws are dropping. And then next thing you know, AEW says, hey, are you ready to step back in the ring? I'm like, with these guys?
Double backflip off the top rope. But, it's very different.
But no, it's been amazing. And I mean, just coming out from behind the screen, that is just the greatest feeling ever. And you know, you hear your music, you step out, you feel the energy, you feel the excitement, you just take a look, you take it all in, and there's just nothing like it.
Yeah, they call it a pop, right?
In it's the a industry, pop. It's
and
the
that's
pop.
What you get
that's
the pop. Right. So Big Justice, is this your future? Do you want to be a professional wrestler?
I'm thinking about it. I just love your story so much. It's so cool.
Well, you got to shave a mohawk in there like the Road Warriors. Like
old that's school. What we're going to do. We're going to do
old
the face
school.
These kids, they have no idea. That would get.
I think I'm a wrestler. I mean, when I'm older, if I start practicing and I get good at it, because I only want to do something if I'm good at it. I don't want to do something half. I want to be, like, good at it so I could put on a show, basically.
You guys got something. You really do.
Well, the cool thing about Big Justice is, and anything Big Justice puts his mind to, he could do. We just won our Little League Championship last Saturday. Big Justice led the league in home runs. He pitched lights out. He was a lights out catcher. So, I mean... Whatever Big Justice wants to do, I'm going to support. I'm going to be happy for him. But I think if Big Justice wants to be a pro wrestler one day, he's going to be one of the best in the world.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to keep an eye. How could we not? We can't keep our eyes off you guys. You're on social media feeds all over, and you just bring smiles to everyone's faces. So
Thank you. Good luck
to you, Big Boom AJ. Big Justice, have fun tomorrow night with the big AEW pay-per-view event.
Hey, before we go, can we do five big booms?
Let's do it. Ready?
Big Justice.
Five big booms.
Boom, 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 boom.
And we also brought you guys a gift.
Oh, you didn't have to. No.
A signed card that Panini gave.
Oh, thank you so much.
There you go. There you go.
You guys, keep doing it. Have fun. And thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
having us.
Okay, so
let's go AEW.
Next hour, we're going to have Tony Khan's going to be here in studio. And top of the hour, our pal Nick Costos, who joins us every Friday. For You Better, You Bet. He will help us win some money. In the meantime, let's do it.
Yeah, we got to, change the topic a little bit to football this weekend. Best place to enjoy all the games is Prize Picks, of course. And not only football, you got hockey, basketball, all sorts of things. Prize Picks is the best. So simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport. Pick more or less on their projections. And if you're right, you could win big. You could keep the season rolling right now by getting $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Maggie, definitely want to hear your plan for the weekend.
Okay, here's what I got for tonight. Now, Benedict Mathurin, I've told you, Indiana Pacers, they're having a terrible season, but I think they're going to try to shop Mathurin at the deadline. So what do they need him to do? Score lots of points, look really good. 21.5 points, I'm going to go more than. And then I'm looking at Chris Letang. I love it when hockey players seem like they've been around for about 20 years. 1.5 shots on goal, Pittsburgh Penguins defender, book it, more than. And that's my Friday night, everybody. If you want to play along with us on Prize Picks, go ahead. It's super fun. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MMP. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MMP on Prize Picks. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So we're playing the Cowboy quickie music because the Cowboys didn't cost them on the field, but had a big controversy. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens sat out the first series last week against the Raiders, and we found out why, Maggie.
Yeah, it turns out they missed curfew. Shocker. Somebody in Las Vegas was out past 10 p.m. Pacific time. That was the curfew before the Monday night football game against the Raiders. So obviously the Cowboys won 33-16. Pickens was amazing, 144 yards. Lamb, 66 yards. They both scored touchdowns. But the duo apparently had dinner and drinks at the Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa in Las Vegas before they went back to the Durango Resort, which is about 20 minutes down the road. But there had been a rumor on social media, Pearl, that CeeDee Lamb was caught throwing up.
Yeah.
Because he was intoxicated, he told the media yesterday, I know how to hold my liquor.
Yeah,
so
it's funny. He didn't seem to mind that he missed a series of the game. He's like, don't you dare say that I can't yes. drink with the big boys.
Yeah,
it was your damn act together.
He was more offended by the idea that someone thinks that he'd be puking from drinking than the fact that he actually got benched for a series in a professional football game.
I definitely think this is a good sign for Dallas because the greatest Dallas teams ever under Jerry Jones party like crazy. So this might be maybe a real throwback to the 90s now that the offense is good. Let's go. This is exciting.
Yeah, unfortunately, those 90s teams, I think, were on something a little harder than booze. But but still, there you go. We got to clear it up. Although you didn't have to be Einstein to figure out what had happened. That's your Cowboy quickie. You know, given a little credit, given a lot of credit, actually, to Brian Schottenheimer, who does not, outside of a couple, you know, moments this season, like they get blown out against Carolina or something like that, you know, it doesn't seem like the job is too big for Brian Schottenheimer at all. And now they're dealing with, obviously, this tragic, the death of Marshawn Nealon, and that throws a whole other kind of thing into, you know, how a coach needs to handle his team and make sure everyone's okay and make sure everyone's, you know, talking to people if they need to, therapists and stuff like that. Anyway, I kind of like this from Shotty. I know it's
like what the
benching.
Yeah.
Benching him for a series. Now I know it's not meaningful, like as far as, you know, is it really sending a message? But, you know, a little. And I don't know if he would have done it if it was your Philadelphia Eagles coming to town. I know they were favorites against the Raiders and they probably thought they had that one in the bag. So maybe this was the perfect time to send a message. But you know what? It maybe shows that he's not going to be a total pushover.
Yeah, no, I agree with that point. I mean, this is a very, very interesting team all of a sudden because of the trade for Quinnen Williams. They're going against a beat-up Eagles offensive line. I think on paper, I don't totally understand why the Cowboys are underdogs. I feel like they have no excuse not to be good now. Really? I mean, like, what unit were...
The Eagles' defense, outside of the Texans' defensive line, might be the best unit in football.
Yeah, I don't... I think in Dallas, though, that's the thing that's... You know, Dak Prescott has had so much success against the Eagles. I just don't really see that defense doing the same thing that they just did to Jared Goff on a windy night at the Link or to Jordan Love. Feels like the Eagles' offense is stuck in molasses right now. And maybe I'm buying too much into the Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark combo. Kind of feels like the Dallas Cowboys are built to play that Eagles team right now.
Well, here we go!
I'm going to be honest. Even though Saquon Barkley is having a down year, yeah, he's still going to be better than whatever Ashton Jeanty was doing as far as, like, yeah, I think that Dallas, like, they looked especially good against the Raiders.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I don't think that they're going to look as awesome against Saquon Barkley.
Right, but you got to remember the Eagles center is hurt. He's playing. He's going to try and play. And they don't have Lane Johnson. I looked up the number 15 and 23 when Lane Johnson doesn't play. Like, it's just kind of setting up perfectly for the Cowboys. Dak has no problem with the Eagles. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a really, really interesting game. If the Cowboys win, they're 5-5-1, and then the conversation gets bigger. So they're a different team. Will you at least give me this? The Cowboys are a different team than they were early in the season. Not only the defensive additions, they've really figured out how to integrate George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. And Javonte Williams has been great, their running back. That's the other thing. They can control the game with running. I think they have no excuse not to be a good team right now. They should be the same team that was 12-5 3 years ago. The bones are there for a solid team. Not saying even if they miraculously got the playoffs, they'd win, but I think they have a shot.
Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got the latest headline. Did you get a photo with the Costco guys?
I didn't.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I probably should have. Jake would appreciate that.
They're still here.
They are. I just sent them later to our NBA Jam video game, so I'm making inroads with them.
You got the donuts out there. If you that missed too. Our interview with the Costco guys from social media, Big Boom, AJ, and Big Justice, you can always catch the Maggie and Perloff podcast. It's a big deal. We have like MVPs and all-stars, and you know, we're kind of lucky in this business. We get fun people walking around, and nobody has been more excited for the Costco guys.
I mean, once you get Cap, I mean, that's the top. You know you've made it if you've excited Andrew Kaplan with your appearance here.
It's just a funny place to occupy where people just walk in and immediately you make them happy. Like I said, these Costco guys walking in, the father and son, I didn't really know them until we started doing research and we knew they were coming to the show. It's like when the Philly fanatic walks in. It's like, hey.
Yeah.
It's just all of a sudden you have a smile on your face.
I mean, Philly fanatic's a big controversy. The pelvic thrust might not work in a corporate area.
Big Justice is a kid, so I don't think he's going to be doing too much pelvic thrusting.
No, I got to be honest, that has always thrown me off. Why isn't the dad Big Justice?
It throws me off, too.
Doesn't make sense.
But I think it's one of those things where, like, if you're tiny, you're always big, and if you're big, you're little. So he's a kid, so that's why he's big, you know? Tiny's always a big guy.
Yeah,
you know
what? The ironic thing.
He kind of fills the role. Like
he's a big dude.
But he acts like a big guy too.
Yes.
And we saw a video in the break of him hitting a home run. Like, guy's a baller.
No. All right, Bogues, you want to do this headlines and then you can go get your photo.
Thank you. Headlines are sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. Despite all the sacks and giveaways and injuries, the Bills still had a chance to steal the W last night in Houston.
Here's the snap. Four-man rush. Allen throws it over the middle. It's complete to Palmer. Hook and ladder, and they're going to get the first down. Up the sideline is Shakir, and he's out of bounds at the 26-yard line. The hook and ladder, baby.
You called it.
46 yards.
Holy smokes. Give the Bills life.
Have you guys ever done a poll question on this? Like, it is technically hook and lateral, right? And it just kind of morphed into hook and ladder? Like, the play is you run a hook, you catch, and you lateral the ball to run. It's one of those things.
I've always called it the hook and ladder.
I know,
right.
And I think everyone does, but how ladder makes no sense.
What's the etymology of hook
exactly.
and ladder?
Exactly. Use it in a sentence.
Wasn't there a very famous, I feel like the Miami Dolphins came up with this in the 80s. But
Oh, really? Is this a Dolphins play? I didn't know that.
I have no idea. Actually, I don't know. But I remember they had one big one. It never works. It worked crazy well last night.
Well, Boise State.
Then what
happened? The one time it did work was Boise State.
That's the most famous one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got to play for 4th and 27, yes. But how about 4th and 6?
Or the plays after 4th and 27, two incompletions, a run, and then Josh Allen picked off for a second time to lose on Thursday Night Football, 23-19. Head coach DeMeco Ryans on surviving that hook and lateral.
Josh has done that several times this year, actually. So, you know, again, kid's a good player. They made a play on us. But the thing about it is our guys, you know, we don't waver.
In all, Ryan's defense had 8 sacks and 3 takeaways, only allowing 12 points to the Bills' offense. It's 3 straight wins for Houston, inching closer to a wild card spot. The Bills, meanwhile, falling a little farther behind the Patriots, who are now 2 games better in the loss column. Now, before Thursday Night Football, it was reported that the Texans will not get Joe Mixon back this season. The veteran running back hasn't done anything since the end of last season because of a foot issue. It appears, Pearl, that the Spurs do not need Wemby.
Fox in the paint. Fox puts it up with the right hand, puts it in, count the basket and a foul. Another and one for De'Aaron, his 3rd one of the night.
De'Aaron Fox with 26 points. Keldon Johnson scored 25 in a 135-125 decision over the Hawks. So now San Antonio has won 3 in a row without the injured Wemby.
I told you.
Is this the old addition by subtraction? Is that what you're trying to posit here? I doubt it.
He's just too tall. He'll never work out. But you know what's funny? It's one of those things where the team's going to get more reps and more practice. They'll be even better when Wemby comes back. Are we talking, is this a contender?
They're 11-4, and they, now again, the Hawks don't have Trae Young,
yeah,
and they're not great to begin with, but it's not even just Wemby. It's no Castle, no Dylan Harper.
Yeah, so maybe these guys, well, first of all, did you guys notice nobody in the NBA played at all last night? Not a single person. Everybody's out.
Well, and also, since Thursday is no longer a TNT night, Thursday nights are weirder matchups. There's like, there used to be a couple of marquee games. Now it's just like, get me to the weekend.
Also, it's the NBA, so no one plays.
There's also that.
It's annoying. But if you're asking like who in the Western Conference, you really think that the Spurs have a chance here as opposed to the Nuggets, yeah, who we're going to hear from. And the Thunder obviously are far and away. Got to be, you know, favorites to go back to back. Warriors, Lakers.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the Thunder
is the Rockets.
Only real problem there. When Bust-Jama? I mean, the T-Wolves got a young T-Wolves team. We've seen young teams come out in the West and come close. By the way, I have the hook and ladder information.
You do? Okay.
Oh,
yeah, so it was the famous 1981 playoff game with the Chargers and Dolphins. Remember Kellen Winslow getting carried off the field?
Yep.
The Dolphins hit one to Tony Nathan. It's called the 87 circle curl lateral play. They called it the hook and lateral.
They did.
But the NFL.com clarifies everyone else calls it the hook and ladder. And I don't know why.
Right.
Because of, you know, hooks and ladders, I guess.
What does that mean?
That has to be
like a fire thing, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I assume like that's kind of, it's like a play on shoots and ladders too, I assume. That's what I always thought.
Oh, yeah.
Like the board game shoots and ladders.
Yeah, but it's definitely called the, according to NFL.com, it's called the hook and ladder.
Well, also, like, it's on, like, the whole shovel pass versus shuffle pass.
Yeah.
Like, for that while, one. It became shuffle pass, and everybody's like, it's not a shuffle pass.
I missed that one.
Oh, that was 2 years of my life debating that.
Really?
That's what, oh, that was
happy
Mahomes.
I missed that.
That's a Mahomes play, right? When he was doing
that. Like, Peyton Manning used to do that a lot. That was a whole Peyton Manning thing, too. When I remember as a kid, that was always, because the Colts used always to run shovel passes and. Especially because Peyton's accent is kind of sometimes sounds like shuffle pass.
And it just inflates their throwing stats, even though they basically, no. Like Tom Brady started doing this at the end too.
And now we got these jet sweeps where they like do this pop pass. Yep. Those got to be, just change those to rushes. We know those are not passes. I hate that those go into the thing as passing stats. That's what you get with Patrick Mahomes. You had Tyreek Hill running a 4-2 coming around the edge, like, and he's getting 60 yards. Like, come on, man. Bad enough. You're already Patrick Mahomes. You don't need to get your stats padded by no 2-inch passes.
I totally agree.
More record book editing last night from Alex Ovechkin.
Here come the Habs and a shot here on Lindgren and a save as Caulfield got it away. Ovechkin's going to turn. He fires. He got it. It's a hat trick. Oh, my. Alex Ovechkin finishes off a hat trick here in Montreal.
John Walton on Caps Radio. Ovechkin with 3 goals and an assist in this 8-4 win in Montreal. The all-time leading goal scorer, now passing Joe Sakic for number 10 on the all-time points list. Guys, back to you.
But if a hockey player didn't get assaulted by a canine dog on the ice, then I don't know if I want to hear about it.
Especially if it wasn't in Russian.
We got the call in Russian. That's what Bogush gave us.
I assume
last
we did.
Hour.
I don't know. Somebody put it in the system as if they know Russian enough to edit it. So that could have been anything.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
The guys we got here, I wouldn't be too sure about
it. It was off the video of the incident. I just don't know. And this goes back to when I was at Sirius and we used to cut up like the non-English Super Bowl highlights.
Yeah.
And people would just start it and then end it as if they knew Italian or Turkish or German, as if they knew it said 4th and 1 from the 6 and touchdown Saints. Like, how do we know we're doing here?
Well, this is why we generally only play the Spanish highlights, and we have Manny usually here.
Yes.
Scarpacci is here today.
But Manny could be making stuff up too. We have
definitely.
No idea.
Well, if you
definitely
guys
made up all those capitals, he thought he knew.
Oh yeah, Manny doesn't know any of that. He was winging it. But the other thing is, if you guys had taken the training sessions that we are mandated to take, if you play a curse word in another language, we still get in trouble for it.
Yeah. Do you know why you know that? Because you had to take the video because you tried to spell a curse word. We already know the rules.
Bilotti dumped that. The world would not have known.
That was punishment for you. We're good.
You know what's funny about that? So I almost spelled a slang term for part of a woman's anatomy, thinking I could get away with that as like a way.
B-O-O-B?
Yeah, it was weird. I spelled B-O-O-B. Anyway, I spelled a slang term for that, and Bilotti dumped it. And I was like, I remember it was Spike, I think, was still here. And I go, yeah, I thought I could spell it. And he looked at me like, are you the dumbest fool alive? I had to plead ignorance. I wasn't sure.
I feel like we could say anything right now, and I don't think the FCC is listening to us right now.
I'm not an idiot.
I've got a reminder for one of those HR videos, like burning a hole in my inbox. I get one every 4 days, and I'm not doing it. I'm going to die on this hill. I don't need it. I'm not doing it. It doesn't apply to me. I'm not
doing it. 80% of it is payola scams from 1982.
Right.
Like, if payola. You play Shaka Khan 3 times without and get a gift from the record company, I'm like, I don't think this applies to me.
It's so true. They need more current examples. That was my own social media. I can curse as much as I'd like on that one. Okay, coming up next. Thank you, folks. Top of the hour, Nick Costos will join us from You Better You Bet. Let's win some money. 9:20 a.m. Eastern time. Tony Khan will join us. We'll talk a little Jags football. We'll get updated on everything that's going on with
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Travis Hunter and the like. Coming up next, we have a former MVP calling out a current MVP candidate. Maggie and Perloff Show. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff Show. Okay, want to get to this kind of odd thing. It's Cam Newton, who we'll recall was the first quarterback in New England after Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So he's had this back and forth now going a little bit with Drake May, Pearl, because Cam Newton kind of pointed out that, you know, listen, the Patriots haven't really beaten anybody except for the Bills. But it turns out a lot of teams can beat the Bills. The Falcons beat the Bills. The Miami Dolphins beat the Bills. Last night, the Houston Texans with Davis Mills beat the Bills. So, okay. So first, let's hear from Drake May kind of talking about Cam Newton's critique.
Oh, no, I'm with you. I don't even know what show he's on. You know, I think they get paid to make remarks and, make certain comments. So, just worried about what people in our organization think and worried about what we think and my teammates think. And, everybody's going to have different opinions. So we should go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
Okay, so Cam Newton had called the Patriots fool's gold. And he was asked about, Drake May was asked about it on WEEI. And that was him being like, I don't even know what show he's on, and basically just giving the stock quarterback answer. We're just, worried about the people in our building. So Cam Newton, of course, is actually on the show First Take. Stephen A. Smith, he responded.
It was a question that was asked. Does the AFC now go through the Patriots or New England? I said fool's gold. Why did I say fool's gold? Because there's not a soul in this beautiful gymnasium that will say they will take Drake May over a wild card winner in Patrick Mahomes. In Lamar Jackson. Drake May, respectfully, you're having a great season. But I also put Drake May in a position where it's like, yo, we don't really know.
So that was Cam Newton in front of a big crowd and kind of hyping everybody up. Is Cam Newton right about this? Would you still believe in the Ravens or the Chiefs going into Foxborough and beating the Patriots right
Absolutely. Well, the Ravens, I don't know. The Chiefs, 100%. The Ravens, a little less so, depending on the weather. These Lamar's numbers dip when it goes below 50 degrees. So, but the Chiefs, I would pick 100 times out of 100. That being said, by the way, one more thing. I don't think a lot of people know what shows Cam Newton's on because ESPN rotates their talking heads through so many different shows. So that was no slight.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you said he's on First Take, so is he permanent on First Take?
I don't think so. I think he's like a guest on First Take.
Actually,
anyway. EJ, you had a good tweet about this. You said, if my quarterback knew who the cast of First Take, you would tell him to turn their playbook in and cut them.
Oh, come on. It'd be a rapper.
Is he on the cast? Anyway, that's not the point. I think what Cam Newton, and you could hear it in Cam Newton's voice. He's like, I'm saying something that is pretty obvious to most football fans.
Yeah, I guess. And listen, I've been right there with the who have the Patriots played. And, they're kind of being propped up because they have this really, really easy schedule. But there's also part of me that feels like the Patriots are just doing that thing that the Bengals did. Or maybe doing that things that the Chiefs did, where they got there a year earlier than anyone thought they were going to get there. I guess the Chiefs was more like the AFC Championship game, and then they got to the Super Bowl. But, like, the Patriots could definitely make it to the AFC Championship game this year. I 100% believe that, because I do think that Drake May is good, and I do think that Mike Vrabel knows what he's doing. He's not an amazing playoff coach. I get that. I think he actually has a below 500 record in the playoffs slightly. It's like 4-5 or 5-4. He's right there. And he doesn't have Derrick Henry anymore. But you know what? It's a balanced team, Pearl. It is. And if they get home field for any of these games, it's going to be a big advantage to probably every team, maybe except for the Chiefs, because they always get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more with Cam.
2-3,
I think
thank you. But Mike Vrabel.
I think I would take the Chiefs or the Ravens over the Patriots. So I guess it depends on, do the Patriots get the number one seed or will it be somebody else? If they're the wild card round, they should probably get an easy matchup in the first round. They win that game. But I think the divisional round in the AFC is going to be tricky. I'm totally down with Cam. And I think Drake May is awesome. He's really good when he runs. He does not lose his balance, and he's really accurate on the run. I don't see it. I didn't see Joe Burrow doing that either when the Bengals were 10-7 that year, ironically. But that being said, that was a surprising year. I don't know. Something about this Patriots team, I'm not sure that they've been consistently good enough as a running team to beat a team like the Chiefs and the Ravens. Like, Trayvon Henderson's taken off lately, and their defense hasn't really been tested. I don't see it. I'm totally with Cam. And I don't think Cam was that mean. I don't think he was saying you're a bad quarterback or anything like that.
No, he wasn't saying Drake May is fool's gold. He was saying the Patriots would be fool's gold if they were like the favorites to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they remind me a little bit of the Colts teams that used to just ease their way into the playoffs and then because everyone's like, oh, how did they lose that first matchup? Because they haven't played anyone except the Jags and the Texans, who are expansion teams. And it kind of reminds me of your Bills, too, won five divisional titles in a row, and it didn't always mean the same thing.
No, I'll grant you that, but they do have that outdoor stadium. It is a true home field advantage. I don't know. I think the Patriots, like, again, you can poke holes in the resume, and they've gotten a little bit lucky in some of these games, but if they were going to be in the AFC Championship game, I would not be shocked by that at all. I think that they actually have what it takes. And we'll see what happens with the Colts. They have a much harder schedule down the stretch. They could fall out of that number one spot. Denver still has to go to Kansas City. They might fall out of that number one spot. And meanwhile, New England is here sitting pretty. So they're going to play the Bengals this week. And Joe Burrow is looking like he's going to play. But what's Joe Burrow going to look like with the first game off of the turf toe surgery? And the Bengals defense still sucks.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Okay, get to the AFC title game. That might mean just win one playoff game. Do you take them seriously as a Super Bowl threat?
If you get to the AFC Championship game, I think that you have to be considered a Super Bowl threat.
Yeah, I don't see them as a Super Bowl threat, like a championship winner. If I was going to put a little money on a future, I would not pick the Patriots. I just don't see them, I don't know, on both sides of the ball having the guys to do that. I honestly think Cam is closer to right than what you're saying.
But here's the thing. I know you because I've been sitting next to you talking about this for many weeks in a row. I don't think you have an AFC bet that's not the Chiefs. Like you,
well, I mean,
you
the Chiefs just might
think
not
they're
make
the
playoffs.
Sleeping giant, and yeah. I don't think you trust anyone else in the AFC.
I would trust the Chiefs and the Ravens more than I trust the Patriots.
But you
and
don't
the Bills.
Trust the Ravens because you just said they don't. Lamar doesn't play well under 50-degree weather, and most likely they're going to have to.
A lot could happen. If the Chiefs miss the playoff field, then it's wide open. I think your Bills are super dangerous. I think the Ravens are super dangerous. I actually think the Broncos might be more dangerous than the Patriots because they have that elite defense. The Colts, I am not buying at all, but who knows, maybe. I honestly would put Patriots fourth or fifth in the AFC. And if they have the number one seed and they're the fourth or fifth in odds, that's the definition of fool's gold. I mean, that they're overrated because of their schedule.
Yeah, sure. I don't know how you watched last night with the Buffalo Bills and think this is a team that's somehow going to find it.
Yeah, because it's the playoffs and Josh Allen will run like crazy.
Trying to run last night. He was getting sacked.
Well, that was the Texans defense.
He
wasn't really trying to run. He was trying to move backwards way too many times. So Zach Jackson from The Athletic said, did somebody say he looked like Shador?
EJ said that.
Yeah, he was definitely like going up and back. I don't know what Josh was thinking last night. I think he was super rattled by that hit early in the game. But anyway, I don't trust the Patriots. I'm on Team Cam on this one. And now I know what show he's on.
We work in the industry. It's okay for us to know what show Cam's on.
He's not really on the show. I mean, he's like, what, twice a week he's on the show?
Yeah, I mean, he's a recurring guest. Like, he works for ESPN, but he's not, I think he only does First Take. But it's not like he's like, you know, when it was him and, you know, Skip Bayless or Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless. Like, it's not like that. It's not like he stands in there every day and argues with Stephen A. He comes in for a couple of segments twice or three times a week and then that's it.
Yeah, there was a big social media argument. Do football players actually watch these shows? And our buddy CBS Sports insider Jonathan Jones says he knows so many football players who don't watch any of that. That they have no idea what's going on TV. They never turn, they watch that stuff. When they get home, they watch Netflix because they've watched enough football. Yeah. I kind of believe that. I don't think they all understand this.
No, I think they have NFL Network on in the facility. So I do think that they are aware of the NFL Network stuff. But I think that it's not necessarily them. It's social media clips like the rest
Could
of
be
us.
That,
and
yeah.
Also people in their lives tell them stuff.
True.
You know, have you had this happen before to you? It's happened to me. I can't imagine how many times it happens to professional athletes if it's happening to me, where people will see stuff and they'll be like, hey, saw that thing. Like, they don't know you at all. And I'm like, oh, God. I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Don't even tell me because I don't want to know.
The athletes also care so much less than we think they do. Most of them do.
Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant's crazy. But generally, most of the athletes go out there and try their hardest to get a paycheck, and they're not into it, the things we are.
Coming up next, what happened to my Bills last night?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.